There was once a chassid who always used to do chesed. He had a small tavern, a small inn, and everyone knew that he would take guests into his home. And when the Rebbe used to come to town, so the Rebbe wouldn't go to any of the wealthy people, he'd go to this chassid's home. The Rebbe saw how this chassid always took whatever meager means he had and did achnasat ochim, was always taking in guests. So on one visit, the Rebbe blessed him that he should become wealthy. And the Rebbe's blessing came true, and the man became very, very wealthy. And it became known in town that he's wealthy. He built himself a mansion, and he continued doing tzedakah. But now there were long lines of people who came to his house asking him for charity. So he had his servants interview each person and give this one this and that one that. And his businesses were flourishing, and he bought one business after another, and he became more and more wealthy. And it reached a point that all day long there were long lines out of his house of people collecting charity. And at some point he said, you know what, this is ridiculous. So many people, I have to give so much money to so many people. And the Rebbe lived in a different town. An important mitzvah came to him, the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuim, redeeming someone from captivity. So he told his shamish, he said, you know what, we need a lot of money to save this person. Go to Chaim, the chassid who became very wealthy. For sure, he's always helping people. He'll be happy to help us. So the shamish travels out to that town, and he finds out about the mansion. And he comes to the house, and he sees a long line of people, and he waits on line all day. And finally, he comes to the door, and he tells the servant, look, I have a message. I have to speak to Chaim. And the servant says, forget it. He doesn't have time to see you. Here are a few coins, go back. And he says, no, I need a lot more money than what you're offering me now. I'm sure he'd want to help me. And he says, no, we have nothing to talk about. So he tries and he tries and he can't get in to see the guy. So he comes back to the Rebbe and he tells him, look, he's not really doing what you'd want him to do with his money. He's giving a little bit to each person, but he himself has nothing to do with the people. Suddenly he's too fancy for it.
Are we told that it's better to give
okay, there's an aspect where that is a better thing. But in this case, if you have a mitzvah where you could save someone's life, you should try to do it. And he had the means to do it. So the Rebbe tells him, okay, I'm going to go visit him. And the Rebbe goes on his horse and buggy and travels to the town. And of course, when the Rebbe comes, everyone hears about it. And he goes straight to Chaim's house. And of course, Chaim takes him in to this lavish mansion. And when the Rebbe walks in, so he sees all the wealth, he sees all the servants, and he asks Chaim, "Tell me, what's happening with you in life?" So Chaim says, "I have a lot of business, and Baruch Hashem, you blessed me, and your blessing came true, and look at how good things are going." So the Rebbe tells Chaim, I want you to see something. And he goes over to the wall, and there's a mirror hanging on the wall. And in those days, the way they used to make mirrors was that they'd have a sheet of glass, and they'd have like silver foil behind the glass. They'd have silver behind the glass. That's how we make mirrors today also. Only today you don't see it. In those times, you could still peel off the silver. You could literally see it.
In the back.
In the back, right. So the Rebbe calls Chaim over and he tells him, what do you have here? What is that? So Chaim says, that's a mirror. So the Rebbe tells him, and what do you have there? So Chaim says, well, that's a window. So the Rebbe asks Chaim, what's the difference between the glass in the window and the glass in the mirror? So Chaim's a little puzzled. He says, well, in the mirror you see, you look, you can see how you look. You can see what's behind you, and in the window you see through the window. So the Rebbe tells him, Chaim, in life we have glass and we could look through the glass. And sometimes Hashem gives us silver, and when we sheet the glass, when we cover the glass with silver, if what happens is that we can only see ourselves, if it becomes a mirror, then Hashem takes away the silver, so we should be able to see other people. So it should become glass again. So Hashem blessed you. Hashem gave you the silver. But if you're using it like a mirror, that you're putting it behind the glass so that when you look at it, all you see is yourself, and you're not looking out the window, you're not seeing all the poor people outside, then the same Hashem that gave you the wealth can take it away. And I still remember as a child, when my mother told me this story, the impression it made on me, the Rebbe standing there before him holding the mirror and telling him, you know why you're seeing only yourself? Because there's silver behind this glass. Hashem gave you the silver and that causes you to see only yourself. Chaim got the message, and from that day on he himself was greeting the poor and seeing what people needed. And again, his home became a home of chesed and bringing people into the house, and he continued being a wealthy person. The error that Chaim made is very common and very easy. I mean, most people, when they get wealthy, that's what happens. But we have to try to remember the message that the Rebbe told Chaim. It can't be that the silver makes it that we don't see beyond the glass. And we don't see the other, we only see ourselves.